Hello and welcome back to the Cinematic Trinity with me, Kieran.
And me, Michael.
Today we're going to be talking about Gotham Knights, which is a game that came out a while ago, but we have just managed to complete, not for lack of trying. So we're basically just going to talk about it.
That's, yeah, give our brief thoughts, do a review. So yeah, let's get into it. Yeah, Gotham Knights came out in October 2022.
2022?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought it was... Oh, dear. That was a while ago, wasn't it?
We started playing it, I think, November time last year.
Yeah, probably.
So it's taken, like...
6 months?
Yeah, it's taken, like, a fair few months to get it finished. But, yeah, you know what? I feel like something to talk about, isn't it? So let's...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, give our quick thoughts. Because this kind of released to very, like, middling reviews. Because, like... I can definitely agree with them that that's sort of where I stand on it. I'm not too sure whether that's where you stand as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing you've got to think about immediately is just Gotham Knights, and then you compare it to other Batman games that have come out recently, namely the Arkham series, and it's just, no pun intended, it's night and day.
Dark night and day.
Dark night and day. But yeah, I mean, it was enjoyable enough. It was nice to be able to play like kind of a co-op thing, because I know that me and you, we played Arkham Origins multiplayer back in the
day.
And that was really fun. But obviously that had the Arkham kind of combat and stuff, and there was like kind of a bit more to it. But, you know, I will say it was nice to be able to like be out in the open world with someone else and doing some stuff, but...
I think the fact that you can like be on opposite ends of the map and like still, doing your own thing, like that's really good. It's not like Dark Souls where it's like you're enclosed in this one area, you can't progress any further. It's like, no, you're doing crimes in one district, I'm doing crimes in like a completely other district. Like that kind of immerses you in a way. It's like, you know, exactly what it would be like if these like crime fighters were doing stuff day to day kind of thing. But yeah, I know the most surprising thing for like this developer, because it was Warner Bros. Montreal who developed this, and they actually did one of the Arkham games. It wasn't like one of the mainline ones. It was Arkham Origins, which obviously did the multiplayer for. So you're like playing, like the combat in those games is so tight. It's like counter-based, it's like rhythm-based, but they just didn't think to like carry that across into this. Like, whether there's like a behind the scenes, like, you know, technical aspect, like this just can't work in multiplayer, like this button layout. But I think for me, like, that's the biggest thing, is the combat just didn't feel that great in this game.
Yeah.
And it's definitely like one of its shortcomings compared to those other games. But I say, like, the co-op element, I feel like if we didn't play this together, like, it probably would have been...
Oh, yeah. It would have been
a completely different experience. Yes. So, yeah, I think the basic story of the game is basically Batman is dead. That's how the game opens, as he gets killed. So, basically, it's up to Red Hood, Batgirl, Nightwing, and Robin, Tim Drake, to basically pick up where Batman left off, sort of investigate the Court of Owls, and then sort of antics ensue. In the meantime, it's really like a very... This is just spoiler warning as well, so I'll insert the spoiler jingle here. But yeah, like they, you know, they uncover stuff as the game goes on. Like villains get thrown in here. There's like the League of Shadows, and like Batman comes back resurrected as well. Like towards the end, it's like a very middling story. Like I was trying to remember stuff that happened, but I know that's like the basic stuff, you know.
I feel like the actual main story, I don't think an awful lot actually did happen.
No,
because we obviously broke it up by doing like I think they called them showdowns, because we did like Mr. Freeze's stuff first, so then we had like Harley, and then we did Clayface at the end.
Yeah
I think those quest lines actually probably took like a little bit longer than the main story.
It felt so, yeah. And there was definitely like more story stuff to them that felt good, because like Harley, I think Harley's whole thing is like she escapes from Arkham, like becomes like a self-help therapist, but there's obviously some malicious like scam thing going on, so you have to like unravel that. Mr. Freeze kind of does his usual thing, like, you know, wants to freeze the city, but
except this time he becomes like a mecha robot.
So you like fight him twice, and the second one's like a robot spider that shoots ice at you. It's very weird. And then Clayface's was pretty cool, because like basically in like the context of the world, you thought Clayface was, they thought he was dead because he fought Batman once and basically got split up into like a million pieces, but it's like these pieces start to reform themselves, and like Clayface, he also, he's got like amnesia, so he doesn't believe Batman's dead, so he thinks it's like the day he died, like that Clayface supposedly died, he's like reliving that. It's like really that's good stuff. But like the main story, there's just not, like, nothing really happened. And I think it did struggle with the whole, there's four, that, like, you know, there's four characters, because me and you did the section where you get, like, captured by the Court of Owls, and it's like the maze bit, which, like, I mean, that was bit boring to play through, because we weren't even together by that point. We kind of had to go for our separate trials and then meet up at the end. But then it's like you were playing Batgirl majority of the game, I was doing Red Hood. And it'd be like all the characters converge in this cutscene, and it's like Tim Drake and Nightwing being like, oh man, like, oh, what a surreal experience. It's like, you weren't there. Like,
yeah, you were there, man.
In the context, like, what we would do, like, you know, it's just some stuff like that pulls you out of it, because, like, what are you guys chatting? Like, why are you so engrossed?
You were literally, like, just on the, like, the comms. Yeah. You were in the belfry. Yeah, because not doing anything.
Because you have tried a couple of the like the other characters. I saw stuck with Red Hood just because, from what I saw, like, before we played it, like, I thought that's probably the kind of character I want to play as. Like, I like his style. His traversal's weird, but we'll get into that. But yeah, at least you've tried, like, a couple of the other characters to, like, gauge their, I guess, their gameplay more than anything. Yeah.
I mean, I started off with Nightwing because of the characters. I mean, like, Dick Grayson's probably, like, my favourite Batman family character. Yeah, yeah. I much prefer him as Robin than Nightwing, because I feel like a lot of the time as Nightwing, the design of him gets a little bit weird, especially when they give him, like, long hair. I'm not a fan of that. So I started off with him, and I don't think I really enjoyed it as much as I was hoping. So then I switched over to Batgirl, so I think I only played about an hour of Nightwing, and then switched over to Batgirl and played the rest of the game as Batgirl. And, you know, she was alright, her combat was fine. She was, I think they say that she's, like, kind of better for single target ones, so there were a lot of times where I could deal out, like, a lot of damage, like, very quickly for, like, boss fights and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, she was all, I think I enjoyed her better than I enjoyed playing Nightwing.
Yeah.
And then I think I mentioned to you, like, a little while ago, that I played Robin at the end after we completed all the story and stuff, and he's very good for stealth, but I just don't. I don't think I'd like to play him for an extended period of time.
Certainly, his character's annoying in, like, the cutscenes we did see. Like, he's just very mopey and, like,
yes.
Because they didn't even go for, like, a Damian Wayne thing where it's like Batman's son. Because, like, in the comics, like, Damian Wayne is, you know, he's a pain. He's just, because he was brought up by, like, assassins, so he disagrees with Batman on, like, a lot of things. But this is just, he's like a tech savvy sort of, you know, always, like, he's always got headphones on, always just on his, like, tablet or whatever. It's like, okay, Tim, like,
I think he was definitely the most annoying of the cast.
But
maybe that's just because he's a child.
They have their own things, because, like, Jason's thing, like, I didn't mind him, but, like, he always just keeps going because obviously his whole thing is that
do you remember I died?
Yeah, literally his whole thing is like, oh yeah, I died and came back to life, but, like, he brings that up, like, every time.
And it's like, yeah, Jason, we get it.
Yeah, and, like, they do some things, like, to obviously try and differentiate your playthroughs, because, like, each character gets, like, their own flashback moments, like, in the Batcave, like, or your, like, headquarters, which you can do, so that's, like, that's a cool element, I guess, to it. But, yeah, just, like, the story didn't capture me, like, it really struggled to maintain, like, my focus, and, like, the central mystery, like, I wasn't, you know, didn't feel like there was big stakes in it, just sort of stuff happened, we were kind of just there for the ride and be like, oh, so we're fighting the League of Shadows now, or, oh, we're fighting the Court of Owls now, and then there's Man-Bats, we're fighting Man-Bats now.
Why are we fighting so many Man-Bats?
No.
I don't know.
So it just, yeah, and then it trickles along to, like, the end boss fight, which is where you realise sort of the League of Shadows are there. That's, like, Ra's al Ghul, Talia al Ghul. They, like, bring Bruce Wayne, Batman, back to life using the Lazarus Pit.
Well, Ra's is dead.
Yep. So Talia's there, like, leading the League of Assassins now. Or League of Assassins? League of Shadows? Both. Whichever. Yeah, she's there leading them. So, yeah, they bring Batman back to life, you know, to serve as, like, their general or whatever. So you get, like, a boss fight with that. That was, was that very short-lived when we played it? Because I feel like our characters, I wouldn't have said we were, like, really overpowered, but
We were the max level we could have been at that point.
I think
point,
so, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think we were OP. I think it was, because we watched a video of, like, this boss fight, and it was saying, like, 45 minutes for the entire thing. I think we cleared it in 20, maybe
probably
25.
Probably less than that, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, like, I was expecting a lot more from it, and it wasn't particularly challenging either.
Yeah, there was some funny stuff in between, because, like, The game really couldn't decide, like, because we were playing in your world, like, yes, you were the host,
yeah,
but it really couldn't decide in some cutscenes whether you'd be, like, the star of it or whether, like, my character would be. So mm-hmm. whether that's, like, a glitch or, like, if some person interacts with something the correct way, they're the focus of that cutscene. But, like, we kept trying to do these moments where you're fighting Bruce Wayne and then, like, it meant to
I
be...
I think I did all of them, didn't I?
And then I did
the last one.
Yeah, so, like, you grab him and, like, talk to him, like, oh, Bruce, snap out of it, what are you doing? And then, yeah, I think I tried to get the second time, but you got in there first. And then yeah. I was like, oh, I'll get the next one then. But then that's what led on to the cutscene. So suddenly went from, like, Batgirl fighting him to then suddenly Red Hood's there, like, hello, Bruce. Like, yeah. You know, don't fight me, please. And it just, like, completely breaks up that immersion, but it's still funny in a way. And then, like, you kind of defeat Batman. He has, like, this whole, because we just laughed, because it's just him being like, ah, like, screaming the whole time, because he's just, like, fist fighting you. So he is tough, because he's obviously Batman, but we defeated him. And then Talia steps in to, like, do her boss fight, and then we steamrolled that.
Oh,
like, Talia
did not survive for long at all.
Like, that went super quick. Like, there's even, like, a second phase, and that didn't last very long either. And then, yeah, kind of, like, ends with this cutscene where Batman dies again, because he, like, sacrifices himself. He does, like, a big speech about, like, the Court of Owls, and I think, like... being anti, like, it sounds like anti-capitalist, which is anti, like, rich people kind of thing, and then he just dives into Lazarus Pit and blows up and dies properly this time. And that's where the game ends, because it's kind of like, this is where you guys fully take on the role of, like, Gotham's protectors and stuff like yeah. that. And then obviously it's just for you to clear up the end game, because there's not, like, much to do once the game ends. There's, like, you get some side mission stuff, like, obviously characters give you contracts to then get currency to then buy outfits with, which, like, that's, like, a whole thing I know some people weren't happy with when the game came out, is it's all, like, currency based. Like, some stuff's really hard to come by, because I know we tried looking for, like, the legendary outfits, and that brought, like, its own thing with, like, the currency to get those. So it's all, like, and it's all, like, number spaces, and it's like, oh, this outfit gives you fire
damage.
Yeah, exactly. This is a bigger number, or this gives you poison damage, or, like, fire damage. It's like, this just doesn't feel right in, like, a Batman-themed game. Like, I don't need Red Hood to do poison damage to enemies, if you see my... But, like, what, like, is the, you know, gameplay system, again, it's a vast departure from, like, the Arkham games. Like, did that, like, you know, were you a bit thrown off by that, like, first of all? Or, because I know you spend a lot of time in the menus, like,
all right,
getting your build, getting, like, your build and stuff together, like, definitely more than I was.
Yeah, I mean, I, because, like, they had, like, features like mod chips is what they called them, where you could just, like, add, a lot of the times it was just adding power, but then you got, like, I think one did, like, extra health, one did extra critical damage chance, and, you know, there were things like that. So I was, like, trying to get the best stuff for my current suit. So every time we leveled up, obviously I had to do it again, because we get mod chips as we're, like, exploring and stuff. So, I mean, that was a bit tedious, and I know it probably was for you as well, me being in the menu for, like, 15 minutes every time.
Just there,
after,
like,
we come back.
Just there at the door being like, Aaron, let's
and that's
on.
The other funny thing, because Michael needs your attention at the door. He's just like, I want to leave. Batgirl, please, can we go?
Red Hood can't open doors by himself. He needs Batgirl to do it for him.
But yeah, I mean, there's some things that are really quite overpowered with that, because by the end of the game, I think it was, like, concussive batarangs.
Okay.
And that just made literally everything so easy. Because, like, I think I had to throw, like, 6 batarangs, and then they were stunned. And they were stunned to the point where normal enemies, you could take them out, like, just in that time that they're stunned. Bosses, you can take down, like, half their health. Well, like, mini bosses, you can take down half their health.
Yeah.
And it just trivialized some of the bosses, as like, the actual main bosses as well. So, I mean, there's things like that, and I know there's the elements and stuff which certain bosses are weak to, but then it's like...
Because that's how we found out you'd fight Harley Quinn, because, like, her character bio came up and it just randomly said weak to poison or weak to fire, and we're like, oh, I guess you're going to fight Harley Quinn then. Like, she's still in prison by this point, but I guess we're going to fight her. But yeah, that's... Some stuff I didn't notice too much. Like, I think concussion worked quite well, because, as you say, it just stunned them for, like, loads of time, and you could really be on them. But, like, fire took ages to, like, build up, and I didn't notice much, like, chip damage. I haven't used poison, so I can't speak to, like, that effect, but it just felt very weird to have, like, in the game and try and work that system into it.
I wasn't a big fan of it as well, because, like, the suits, like, obviously you've got the customization option of the suits, And there's like quite a few, but when you unlock a new one that you can just equip, you can't customize it at all with like any other colors or anything like that. And yeah, I feel like that's a really weird decision.
Because you get like some suits will have like, I think it's like a Titan like look to it. And then you can go in, you can change your helmet, change like the cowl symbol on your chest and stuff. But if you want to keep like the stats of that outfit, but make it look like something else, so I could choose like... I'm just trying to think of things for like Red Hood, like the demonic style. I can't change that look, but if I had the demonic outfit equipped normally with like its stats and everything and didn't just change the look of it, like it's very confusing. And yeah, it's just why they can delve into that customization option more, like it doesn't make much sense.
That I just really didn't like that, because I know I've played other games in the past as well where they've had these kind of loot systems, which I'm really not the biggest fan of. And they'll allow you to like change the skin of like maybe it's a weapon or maybe it's armor. They'll allow you to change the skin of that, but still keep the base stats.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the way that I think it should be, because then you get kind of the best of both worlds. You get the stats that the game wants you to do.
Yeah.
In this very stat-driven game where you have to like grind out new gear and stuff, and then you get like the customization options, so you actually kind of... I don't know. It's just kind of nice to be able to have like a bit of differentiation.
It just helps with the customization, and obviously you're building your character, so at least like if you can influence how it looks about the game, be like, no, you can't do that. Like you have, if you're gonna change the skin to look like another skin, you can't customize it any further. It's just gonna look like the basic version of that skin. So it's just very odd. Like a few decisions in the game just felt, you know, it's... It is a very average game. I can't say I like hated it or anything. Like I can definitely see the problems there, especially when you do compare it to the other games, the other Arkham games, which are like some of the best superhero games out there.
Definitely.
Or like even, you know, like if they did like a Spider-Man game, like, you know, stuff like that, like suit customization, combat, like the stuff in those games really good. And if they did a Gotham Knights style thing with Spider-Man, like, you know, where it could be two of you doing stuff in New York City, learn lessons from like this game and like just, you know, how to do it, because like there's some stuff here that really works, like the flawless like co-op and stuff like that, but just, you know, don't do the like different currencies, just like keep it simple, keep it straightforward, just, you know, the suits, just allow players to do whatever they want, because that just makes it more fun and engaging for like the player base. What would you, you know, I guess just looking at like the other stuff that's in the game, obviously me and you, we're going to try and platinum this game as well. Which, you know, trophy wise not too bad. It is just that tedium of fight this many enemies, or, you know, level up all the way, which I nearly could have done. Or not, I suppose it wasn't leveling up all the way, it was getting like all the abilities, but I wasted
ones,
I used the abilities in the wrong place, so I was like, oh great. So I mean, you have to new game plus it, which, you know, like I don't mind, we can just again steamroll the story basically to get to where we want, but it is just keeping up with how many enemies have we fought, how many crimes have we done. It's just that classic thing, but the game doesn't track it for you, so I always hate that when it's like you're asking me to defeat this many people but you're not going to tell me. So yeah, I think like as a platinum, probably not going to be too bad. I think like overall, especially when you are playing with a friend, it's worth doing, just because the experience is a lot, it is just fun that way. Like me and you, I would say we had a good time with it. But if we played it by ourselves, it would have been probably miserable, and we probably could... I don't know, I probably would have just dropped it, potentially.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of games like that that really don't shine until they're done in a like co-op setting. So. Yeah,
because I was gonna touch upon this point, actually, and it was going to be the traversal, actually, is one point of gameplay. I'll let you lead the conversation there.
Mine was just awful. I mean, like, because obviously Batgirl, she gets... that use of like kind of the cape to like glide and stuff like you do in the Arkham games. And in Arkham, it works really well and it feels like it's like flowing really smooth. You know, it just feels...
Well, you can build like momentum in Arkham. Yeah, you can build momentum.
You can to a point in this, but I found that it, like yours was literally just jumping in the air.
Yeah.
And yours was quicker than mine. I was like... How is he jumping faster than I'm gliding from the top of a skyscraper?
I mean, that ability. I remember when me and you, like, when the trailers for the game were coming out, and it was like, here's everyone's traverse abilities. So, like, Nightwing gets a glider, like a little...
He just holds on.
Yeah, so it's good. That's a bit like, all right. Tim Drake gets an interesting one because I think he teleports.
He just teleports.
Yeah, so it's like, right, okay. Because I know he's like tech savvy, but like teleportation, like if he was a bit weird.
Well, some of his abilities as well from when I played him, it seems like he's the most like a super powered
person.
Because that seems to be like the kind of way that they're portraying him.
Okay.
Because he can create like a little clone of himself and dodge away, and then the clone will explode, and if you've got like poison damage or something,
oh my god,
it'll just do like a poison bomb,
right?
And I was just like, that's really weird.
Yeah,
like since when was that a thing that he could do?
Because he gets that, and then Batgirl gets her glide, and then Jason Todd Red Hood gets, yeah, he gets like a super jump, so like if you're falling you can just keep jumping like for a limited amount of time. But that's just, it's just like the Lazarus Pit gave him that, I guess. Like, again, that didn't make any real sense, because I guess in the comics he is like, you know, he's still acrobatic and like has the grappling gun and stuff. He doesn't have a cape or anything, but it's just, oh, I guess we've, you know, got to make it fun for him to. But then you get a pathetic little like boost as well, because you're like grappled to a building and you get the option to like jump, but like the jump is so minimal, like you'll either
clear like a meter up in the
air. Like you can either clear the entire building and like continue to glide or jump or whatever, or you'll just jump just onto the roof of the building, it'd be like, well, this is fantastic.
That's what I was really hoping with the Batgirl's glider as well, because like if she were to grapple and then do a jump up and then like go into the glide up and then like kind of get
continue,
a bit more momentum, but
yeah,
it just didn't really work like that.
No, it just like going again from, because the comparison's always going to be there to the Arkham games, like just the traversal in that game, like why they couldn't have just kept it or whatever, because like the characters as well, like they can traverse in their own little way in those games as well, like because they did like the Nightwing DLC and the Red Hood DLC, and like they managed to make that work, but still it's just like, what are you doing? Like, you know, just take lessons from the games that you've developed and just keep that system in there, because everyone loved it. Like, I don't see why you needed to change it. The traversal, definitely a step down, and just makes playing it just feel very, not tedious, but just slightly off, because you're like, oh, okay, and I'll follow you. Jump, jump. Oh, wait, I need to wait. Jump, jump. It's just very, just why they did that, I do will never understand.
I do find it quite funny how you unlock those abilities as well, because you've got to do like a side knighthood side quest. And mine, I think I just got some equipment from Lucius Fox, I could like my already there cape could just go into like a glider form. But yours, I'm pretty sure Jason just goes, oh yeah, I remember now, I can just jump.
Yeah, he has like a flashback, I think, he like has a flashback in the Batcave or whatever, and then he like just jumps up, and I'm like, what? And it's like, it's like basically, oh yeah, no, I remember, I can do all these jumps now. It's like, what? And you didn't think to bring this out before I did this mission? It's like, I just don't understand.
I just found that so funny when you told me that was
it's
the
like,
mission.
It's like, oh yeah, I got powers. It's like, I could just do this now. But literally no sense, made absolutely no sense. But
I've no idea what Dix and Tim's are going to be like.
I guess they can make sense because like tech base could be like, oh, I've developed this thing. But just being like, I remember, I could do this.
Cool. That's why I was like doing this the entire time.
It'd almost be like if Batgirl went, wait a minute, I can glide. I can just do this with my cape.
My God,
it's just so stupid.
I didn't know this.
I'm going to have to watch those cutscenes to see what their stuff is. But yeah, that just literally made no sense. It was so, so stupid.
Yeah.
But what would you like give the game? Because again, it came out to like middling reviews. Are you like of that opinion, or would you give it more credit than that?
I mean, it's entirely, as we've been saying, it's entirely based on how you play it, whether you play it on your own or with other people. I'd say if I played it on my own, it'd probably be like a 4.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was playing it with you, and we had kind of, like, there were funny moments to it. There was, like, tedious stuff, but there like was also, like, kind of funny things. So I'd say as a cooperative game with a friend, maybe like a 7.
Yeah, I think I'd give it 6 just because I thought it was so, like, just because it is just really mid. Like, it's just such an average experience. But so I feel like the co-op experience really boosts that, because like, you can have a lot more fun with that. Because I did put it, like, sort of comparing it to, like, another game I played recently. I kind of kept it the same as, like, the Suicide Squad game. Like, I thought they're quite average. Like, and Suicide Squad, I was kind of expecting to absolutely hate it. But when I played it, I was like, you know what? It's, like, very average. It's done similar things to this game where you had a template to use. For some reason, you've chosen not to use the traversal. You've chosen not to use the combat from these previous games. But I, yeah, just can't say I had a bad time with it. So yeah, I think I'll give it like a 6 out of 10 just because, yeah, it is average. But yeah, definitely, if you're going to pick it up, like if it's cheap, which we did, play it with a friend because that's honestly the best way to enjoy like this experience. And like you get stuff like the heroic assault mode, which is like a wave based, you know, you make your way up like a tower and clear floors. Like we played a bit of that, and that, like, you know, you find the same enemies as the previous game, like the bulk of the base game, but like it's still fun because, like, again, you're just doing it with someone else. If you were doing it by yourself, you'd be like, oh god, how many mob godmothers do I have to fight, or like shockers or like talons and stuff like that. So I feel like you just find it really tedious.
Try and say mob godmother 3 times fast.
Just the fun enemies of this game. But I think, yeah, there you have it. That was just our quick one. It's one of the games we've been playing, throwing a gaming episode your way. Maybe one day we can review the Suicide Squad game, or maybe I will. I've played the base game and finished it. I feel like from what you've seen, you probably don't want to play it.
I don't know.
I couldn't even say whether that would be fun in co-op. Like, at least, because, like, the AI is good, so thankfully you've got enough assistance. It's not like I was playing in for, Jesus Christ, like, I need someone else to play with, like, you know, to help me get through this. But, like, yeah, I feel like just very tedious, like, just having another person there and being like, oh, you're gonna come with, or like, oh, shoot that guy, shoot, like, because you're just doing the same thing. It's not like the combat's different for each character, you're all firing guns. But yeah, I don't know, maybe one day we can review that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not overly keen on any of the, like, characters they've got that you can play at the moment. I know they're saying that they're gonna add more soon.
Have you said, you probably haven't seen, but the this is a very current topic, but they added Joker to the game recently in like their season 1 update, and there's been a whole thing about that because they were saying, like, Rocksteady came out and said, oh yeah, you can play Joker for free, stuff like that. But what they didn't say is you can play Joker for free, but you have to, like, grind all the way through the season to get it, because basically you fight you fight Brainiac in the end, and that's how you get Joker.
No.
Or you could pay $10 and buy him, so you get him earlier. So that's, like, what they've done.
That is terrible.
Yeah,
God,
which
I hate, like, battle passes and life service.
Which I will, for, like, anyone who's played the Suicide Squad game, like anyone listening or watching, like, the end game, probably, as you know, is, like, there's just nothing to do. It's just all busy work. It's the kind Gotham Knights, at least, like, you get the crimes and stuff, and again, like, playing with a friend makes it more bearable. But yeah, Suicide Squad is just the same missions over and over again to build up this level, so then you can access the same missions all over again. It's just so tedious, and I think this is just the same, and you have to grind and grind to then do this boss fight, and then maybe then you can play as the Joker, or give us your money and you can play him earlier. So it's just very that game is a litany of problems. I'm sure it's going to come up in our end of 2024 review as we go over some of the worst games of this year, because that is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
But maybe that may be a story for another day if we do end up reviewing it. That was Gotham Knights anyway. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. I'm not too sure what we're talking about next week, but we will see you next week in an episode of the Cinematic Trinity. But in the meantime, I've been Michael.
And I've been Kieran.